Armadoxy for today. Language to communicate. At the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit bestowed gifts upon the apostles, the necessary tools with which to do their missionary work. In Armenian, the Feast of Pentecost is called Hokekalust, which means coming of the Spirit. In the book of Acts, the event is recorded. The Holy Spirit gave the gift of utterance to the apostles. The gift of God is communication. We are not created as robots, but as entities with the ability to process thoughts and communicate those thoughts to others. In the most intimate of positions and circumstances, the human being has the opportunity to communicate at all levels with thoughts, speech, glance, and touch. Language is the skill to communicate with others. Armadoxy rejects the idea that at Pentecost the gift of utterance was a secret sound code that was understood by only a select few. Scripture says that the people who heard the apostles talking said, "How is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? We hear them speaking in our own tongues the wonders of God." The sounds that people heard were languages, not nonsensical words or sounds. The gifts of God are always practical. They have function. Words express our thoughts and teach, that is, they pass along knowledge. The object of those teaching lessons is harmony among people. The idea that God would give people confusing sounds or would want to confound people's attempts to understand one another is foreign to Christian thought. The gift of the Holy Spirit brings us together, not draws us apart. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. With the Holy Spirit, the church would now move to continue the work of Christ. Language is the perfect vehicle for this group of people, the apostles. They communicated the message that was given to them through Christ. Peace on earth, goodwill toward one another. We conclude today with a reading from the book of Acts regarding the first Christian community after Pentecost. "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.